several doctors here in town. I know them personally. They're a bunch of renegades and cutthroats and claim to have the Holy Ghost. No, they don't have the Holy Ghost. No such a thing. In the third chapter of Jeremiah, he indicts the church further. See, God says, you're good for nothing. When does a person get good for nothing? When they pollute the land with their abominations. Verse 2, he said, you polluted the land with thy whoredoms and your wickedness. And he says in verse 3, you've got a whore's forehead. You dress up like a whore. And you refuse to be ashamed. Isn't that something? You're not ashamed of anything. Verse 12, he said to the prophet, go proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thy backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I'll not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Repent, repent, repent! God cries to the church, only acknowledge thine iniquity. Come on, tell God you've backslid, that you've transgressed against the Lord thy God and scattered thy ways to strangers, and you haven't obeyed my voice. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord. I'm married to you, and I'll take you, one of a city and two of a family, and bring you to Zion, and I'll give you pastors according to mine heart, which will feed you with knowledge and understanding. God's got to remove these stupid pastors in America. Let the planes fall. Let cancers get them. Let them drown while they're fishing or something or another, and move them out of the way and get men of God in the pulpits. Church will never be turned around. It's getting worse and worse every day. In verse 22, he says, return, you backsliding children. I'll heal your backslidings. Return to me. Then in verse chapter 4, and verse 3 and 4, thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground. Sow not among the thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskins of your hearts. Get your heart, get that foreskin pulled off of it, where God can sensitize you to his direction, to the direction of the Holy Ghost. And going on, in verse 14, he said, O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within you? How long are you going to think vain thoughts? People don't want to think about the Word of God. They don't want it in their conscience. It bothers them. It disturbs them with their delinquency, with their defilements, with their manner of life that's unholy. I don't want to remember that. I don't want to think of it. Verse 18, Jeremiah 4, thy way and thy doings have procured these things unto thee. This is thy wickedness because it is bitter, because it reacheth unto the heart. Now he's talking about the church of the end time, and I can prove it right here. He goes on and says, my bowels, I'm pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise with me. Here's the sound of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried. The whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled and my curtains in a moment. Verse 22, my people is foolish. They have not known me. They're sottish children. They have none understanding. They're wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. Verse 23, I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void. Speaking of the end time that we're swiftly approaching. And he's talking about the condition of the church at the end time right here. They're foolish. They don't know God. They're sottish children. They're wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens had no light. I beheld the mountains, and they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. This is a tribulation. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger. And then the Lord said, the whole land will be desolate, yet I'll not make a fool in. For this shall the earth mourn, the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, I will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee from the noise of the horsemen and bowmen, and go into the thickets and rocks, and every city will be forsaken, and not a man shall dwell therein. It's just like Revelation 16. It's also in Isaiah, the 13th chapter. It's about the church of the end time. These prophets are prophesying well in advance. Then he said, when you're spoiled, to the church, said, what will you do? Though you deck yourself or clothe yourself with crimson, though you deck thee with ornaments of gold, that's what the church has done, put on their ornaments, though they wrench your face with painting, paint your face up. But in vain you'll make yourself fair. Your lovers will despise thee. They're going to seek your life. See, that's part of the church today. That's good for nothing. Backslid. But then he heard the voice of a woman in travail. This is that other part of the church. That's the smaller part, but yet the holy part. See, a woman in travail. The anguish of her that bringeth forth her first child. The voice of the daughter Zion that bewaileth herself and spreadeth her hands, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is wearied because of murders. In the midst of a church, there is a purity. There is a woman, symbolic of the church, that is pure. The real saints of God that are holiness unto the Lord and have the fear of God in their lives and tremble at God's word. There is a remnant, and God's going to preserve that remnant. Then he says in chapter 5, verse 7, how shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and swore by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlot's houses. Sounds like America, don't it? Around here playing the harlot, full of adultery, eyes full of adultery, and they cannot see some sin. Preachers beguiling unstable souls. Hearts they've exercised with cursed practices. And they're cursed because of these things. That's in 2 Peter 2. Sounds just like this, ladies and gentlemen. It's in the New Testament. Preachers don't preach it, but it's there, and it's here. He said, your children, they've forsaken me. The people of God today, you look at their children, but their children's not serving God. You can look everywhere and see that. Oh, there's a few. I mean, there's a few here and there, but not very many. When God fed them to the fools, talking about our day, they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in harlot houses. They were as fed horses in the morning, everyone neighing after his neighbor's wife. And may I put neighbor's husband. That's the church today, full of this stinking mess. So-called Pentecostal holiness, charismatic, they all full of a mess of slumgullion. All conglomerated up and call it gospel or something another, but it's a stinking mess. It's apostasy. That's what the churches are full of today. Everyone neighing after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Listen to this, verse 13. Their prophet shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus it shall be done unto them. The preacher's the one God's going to get in the rising judgments here in America. I'll be glad when he starts laying them out. Praise God. These sorry rascals that deceive people, they ought to be laid out, leading somebody to hell. That ain't no minor thing, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 21, going on down, Jeremiah 5. Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. See, the church has got ears, but they don't want to hear. They got eyes, and they don't want to see. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail, though they roar, yet cannot they pass over it? But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. They're good for nothing. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God. Let us fear the Lord our God. But no, them preachers tell them you're not supposed to fear the Lord. Have you heard any of these pantyways preaching lately on radio and TV? You're not supposed to fear the Lord. I don't fear the Lord. Well, the rascal, you ought to cut him off. Quit sending your money to him. Quit listening to him. They don't say fear the Lord. They giveth you rain, the former rain, the latter in his season. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. God said, among my people are found wicked men. Plenty of them. Oodles of them. Most preachers are just as wicked and corrupt as they can be. They lay wait as he that set his snares. They set a trap. Who do they catch? They catch men. They ain't after coons and rabbits and squirrels and otters.